Greetings, everyone, and the light of the most radiant one. This is Diana speaking to you once again this winter's evening on this night of Christmas past, wishing all of you a very merry holiday season and the turning of the year. The great turning is here and upon us, and we welcome you to our Friday night sacred circle. We welcome you to our call, and we always begin our calls with a little meditation, and I am very blessed to be able to guide you tonight. Please excuse my raspy throat. I've been fighting off a sore throat all week long. So let us begin by imagining ourselves in our sacred place. And so we start with a breath. If everyone could just stop what you're doing for a moment and bring your full consciousness, your attention to this moment now and to the breath. And just breathe in a very deep inhale, holding it for a few moments and then releasing it very slowly. As we inhale, we breathe in the prana, the life force that lives in the ethers of the universe that we reside in. And as we exhale, we let go of what is not needed. And so let us do that all together for a moment. Breathing in, holding it. And then breathing out, centering ourselves in that velvet place, which is our joy place, our heart chakra. And imagine that you are sitting somewhere in a wooded area, perhaps a place that you visit often, a place you like to go in the forest, a place that has meaning for you. And you have built a little fire, and the evening sun has set, the stars are poking through the trees, you're feeling the warmth of the fire and hearing the night sounds as they come. And here in this Idaho land, it means a cold landscape with 10 inches of snow and beautiful twinkling stars that reflect off of the sparkles in the snow and the cold biting air, our breath being seen as we exhale. And in the center is this beautiful little fire, and somehow we are all together in this circle. Magically, we have come together in a great circle around our planet, around our virtual fire, our imagined place of sacredness. And I start us off with a little prayer. This darkest of nights and darkest of weeks, this time of the great turning. In sightless night, terror draws. Nameless fears of talon and tooth. Hopelessness yawns before us, an abyss. Alone and unknown in the gloom, longing for the dawn. O sacred flame, blaze forth wisdom brought to life. Guide us with the light of hope, the warmth of love, the beacon of purpose and meaning, because we are afraid of the dark. And so we proclaim, let there be light. Again, the earth has shifted. Again, the nights now begin to grow short and the days long. And we, the people of earth, are glad. and we each celebrate in our own way. Let us not wish away this winter. It is a season unto itself, not simply the way to spring. When trees rest, growing no leaves, gathering no light, they let in the sky and trace themselves delicately against the dawns and the sunsets. The clarity and the brilliance of the winter sky delight. The loom of fog softens the edges, lulls the eyes and ears of the quiet, awakened by risk, the unquiet. A low, dark sky can snow, emblem of individuality, of liberality, and aggregate power. Snow invites us to contemplation and to sport. Winter is a table set with ice and starlight. Winter dark tends to warm light, fire and candle. Winter cold to hugs and huddles. Winter want to gifts and sharing. Winter danger to visions, plans, and common endeavoring. And the rest of the narrow escapes. Winter tedium to merrymaking. So let us praise winter, rich in beauty, in challenge, and in pregnant negativity. The 1st of January is another day, dawning. The rising sun, as the sun always rises, the earth moving in its rhythm, with or without calendars, to name a certain day as the day of new beginnings, separating the old from the new. So it is. Everything is the same, bound into its history, as we ourselves are bound. Yet also we stand at a threshold of the new year, something truly new, still unformed, leaving a stunning power in our hands. What shall we do with this great gift of time, with this new year? Let us begin by remembering that whatever justice, whatever peace and wholeness might bloom in our world this year, we are the ones who create it. We are the hearts and minds, the hands and feet, the embodiment of all the best visions of the people of this earth. The new year can be new ground for new seeds in our dreams. Let us take the first steps forward towards this new ground, planting our dreams well and faithfully and in joy. I hope you enjoyed those words tonight. They were by Diane Mombi, Greta Crosby, and Kathleen McTeague. And I would like to sing a song of joy. I don't have much of a voice because I've sort of lost my voice. But I know that we are the bodhisattvas. Every single one of us are being called to further work on this planet. We're receiving new orders as this new year rolls around. And as we step into this 2015 and the preparation for Nisara's full embodiment and announcement. And Mr. Beethoven wrote the Ninth Symphony, and he wrote an ode to joy. And I changed the words a little bit and wrote an ode to the bodhisattvas. And I'd just like to share those words with you. I don't think I can sing it, but I will share the words because I think they have meaning for us right now. joyful, joyful is our practice, chanting, doing our religious moments lifts us high. As our faith grows, so our life shows. Blessings roll out by and by. Kosen Rufo means world peace. It changes us too, and human revolution grows. One by one we face the sun. A victory will surely show. Joyful, joyful bodhisattvas, all your goals shall all come forth. Buddha seeds in human hearts just need a little love to start. As our faith grows, so our life shows. Harmony with mystic law. Persevere and we will cheer. Happiness at last is here. Joy, the light of hope eternal. Courage yields the torch of truth. Proven justice lives immortal. Impure hearts revealed true truth. Bodhisattvas, free all others, leading hearts from misery, all united with their mentors, a promise of new destiny. And we have that promise, everybody. Our seeds need to be planted in firm soil now, and we need to nurture them and help them grow and tend to the business of making the next step forward and planning the next forward movement that we will make, because our work just begins when the sorrow happens. It doesn't end, it begins. So I leave you with that thought tonight and these words, and I wish you all a happy, happy new year and many blessings. I hope you're not too full from your turkey dinner yesterday and your feasting. And I send you love this night, on this beautiful winter's night. So I pass the talking stick to Carolina, the rainbird, and I love you all. Namaste.
Thank you. I'll take that talking stick, Deanna. Thank you for those Bodhi seeds that you gifted us tonight. We are in the wave of Kaban, and that's that earth wave, and we're supported by the earth's spiritual support comes from Khan, the seed, during this wave. And we entered this wave on solstice. And so this influence of the seed is truly for the next 3 months. So it's the flowering of our ideas. So lots of gratitude for our lives and for the flowering of our ideas and for the work that we do here each week on the Tara and Rama's Hard News Call. So each week we we gift from our heart space to meet our commitment with BBS Radio, as we are a listener-supported radio program. And this week we need $250, so we're $50 on our way already. Just need $250 more. And so we're grateful for all of us for all the ways that we gift and pay it forward and make it happen each week. And the way you can do that yourself is to go to bbsradio.com and click on Radio Station 2, and there look for the icon for Tara and Rama's Hard News Call or History of Nisara Call, or Marita's Stargate Roundtable. Any one of those icons will take you to our pathway for our business records. And you can make a gift with your Visa or MasterCard that way, or PayPal. And so thank you for taking care of it that way. And the other way you can do it is to send a check or cashier's check or a money order directly to BBS Network, Incorporated, and that's in Paradise, California. That address is 5167 Toyon Lane, T-O-Y-O-N. And that's a lane, and it's in Paradise, P-A-R-A-D-I-S-E. in California, and that zip code there is 95969. Put attention, Don, on the envelope and write a memo that it's for Tara and Rama's and Marita's shows, and that works. And there you go. So thank you, thank you, thank you. 13 thank yous. And honey in the heart. And we also take care of Tara and Rama's needs, and hallelujah, they have their rent money. We are so grateful for all your gifts that it made it on time for Christmas, just about. And it takes all kinds of imagination to make it happen, and we are so grateful for all the ways that we are able to gift from our heart and assist Tara and Rama on their needs. So they have the rent money, and it'll be wonderful to start the new year with a little bit for bills that always happen at the beginning of the month. So as you're able to assist them, their contact information is, you can go to the blog site, which is http://2013rainbowroundtable.ning.com, and click on the donate button on the homepage, and you'll find Rama's PayPal account. You can make a donation that way, or you can also send something directly to this following address: a cashier's check or a money order to Ram D. Berkowitz, R-A-M-D Berkowitz, B-E-R-K-O-W-I-T-Z. And that address is 1704-B Llano Street, L-L-A-N-O Street, number 249. And that's in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And the zip there is 87505. And now for the new information. As you are sending something, please email Rama at the new email address. And that address is Coran9999@hotmail.com. And so that's four nines, and it's at Hotmail. They need to have this new email address, and they are also looking for a contact for anyone who has a Comcast account to help them out to recover their old email address from Comcast. So they'll be able to do some recovery if they're able to work something out with any of you who might have a Comcast email account, to email them at their new email address, and I'll repeat it. Coran, K-O-R-A-N, 9999@hotmail.com. So that being the case, and you're able to help them, let them know through that new email address. And for all of us who just need to know, that's how we contact them, through the email, is that new address. So thank you for paying attention to that one. And if you need a phone contact, you can contact Marita at... let's see, all of a sudden, like, oh yeah, 713-773-0061. And did I say that wrong?
317.
I knew something was wrong.
317-773-0061.
It's that dyslexia okay. Just came in right there, just in that moment.
Just for a second. That's okay.
So 317-773-0061 is Marita's phone number, and I believe that's all the ways you can make contact with Tara and Rama and to make a donation. Thank you so much for all of your gifts. We're so grateful that they have their rent in this early order like this. So 13 thank yous and honey in the heart. Long life and no evil, and I pass this talking stick. Happy New Year to everyone. To you, Tara and Rama, greetings.
Greetings.
Greetings and most well met, everyone, again. And again, as the energies feel like, swimming upstream against the waves going the opposite direction, that's because the astrology is really tight. And Uranus is going to bust this bubble. I can't say exactly when or how. Again, Rama got to talk to Lady Master Nada. And, Rama, there was just a list a mile
Lady
long.
Master Nada, Dar Jamal, Malala, and Jeremy Scahill, and the Poppy Lady.
Yeah, holy macaroni.
And this whole story basically has to do with the Middle East and this. They have taken the name of ISIS in vain. Let's just put it that way.
ISIL.
Yeah.
We don't call it by that name. Remember that it's. They actually, when Rama talked to Queen Noor yesterday, she singled out the United States in terms of being responsible for what happens to this fighter pilot from Jordan.
Yes.
Because it's the United States that actually called for using airstrikes against a project, which is also funded by our black ops from our own country. Yes, Israel through Netanyahu and Saudi Arabia through Bandar Bush are also doing that, but only first and foremost by the request of John McCain from over here.
And Lindsey Graham.
Yeah, he tags along.
Yes.
He's not the one that's doing it at the core level.
No.
It's actually the handler of John McCain, which is Henry Kissinger. And he still represents the head of the Nazi, world order, if you will, to put it that way.
The Red Skull.
Along with Bush Sr. But Bush Sr., as far as I know, he's been in the hospital for a week and he can't hardly breathe.
Right.
And that's at least the 34th clone of him. So can I say?
Yes. This
is so, so old. And Lady Nada told Rama that, take even the channeling that Metatron brought through Tiburon with a grain of salt, in terms of it sounds like that we got to deal with this all the way through to 2038 in terms of the Christos completely clearing the scene. And what she's saying is that, sometimes Tiburon's, he's the channel, and that the master will only channel through the focus of the filter, which is Tiburon at this point in time. And sometimes he's on and sometimes he's not so on, is what she's saying.
Yeah.
And, the narrative for that, given not this kind of intervention at this moment, might be so. Yet what we do with the intervention that we know is about here, all around about us here, also is a jury out. And that's very important, so that yes, they're helping us with some major changes here with the astrology and also with the considerations of evolving as a species.
Yeah.
And I was talking a little bit with another narrative on that subject with Penny's. There's a fifth part to four parts that the Wingmakers put out back in the 90s, and the fifth part, which was an interview with Dr. Neruda,
right,
Jameson Neruda, was kept back, and they didn't release that until March of this year. Yet, even at that, you can see the compromise inside from the filtering of,
James.
James. I don't know what his last name is. Just James. And James is very prejudiced against Faction 3 White Knights. He doesn't believe in them, and he believes that anybody that's acknowledging the existence of these kinds of narratives that we are talking about, meaning us and meaning Ranamu as a wingmaker, and that they're all, this is all fraudulent information. So you can't really tell the weavings of this narrative and where there's been, you know, programming again. So from here on out, you know, we as ascended master consciousnesses, as unity conscious beings, we really are going to be using our discernment at a very fine level and calling our higher vibrations in through us. These vibrations are made available, yet through us is a very important piece of that story. And so we say it again, that Lady Master Nada, she went from Bethlehem. She's been in Bethlehem. And she went to the hospital in the West Bank to visit this little five-year-old Palestinian boy who was shot in the eye by an IDF Israeli soldier. And the boy was not in the, even in the demonstration where the, IDF were trying to break it up.
He was in the
the area on the sidelines, but he wasn't involved at all. And by the way, I just have to repeat, he was 5 years old. And so he got this horrific injury.
He was shot in the eye with a rubber bullet, and they are going to have to do reconstructive surgery
on his whole face and his eye, and hopefully his brain is okay. And anyway, Malala piped up, and then she said she was going to donate money so that this boy's family could help the boy to get a proper skilled surgery and in the right space, given that most of the hospitals in Palestine in the West Bank are trashed. Thank you, Mr. Netanyahu. And so, I mean, somebody helped Malala, obviously, and her father, as she had two bullets in her head. And had there not been help, she wouldn't have made it to England to get that kind of help that she needed to be alive today. So she's giving back here. This is coming really amazingly during this Christmas season. And then Jeremy Scahill said that 7 Pakistani people were killed today from United States drone strikes today. Thank you, Mr. Brennan. John Brennan, the head of our CIA, has been in charge of this and doing the bidding of Hillary Clinton for the 13 families on this note for the whole time of Bush and Obama. So that's the deal here. And then Rahm asked Jeremy, how come you trash Obama every chance you get over the United States doing the drone strikes? And then Jeremy responded and said, I want to point out to you that it is not Obama. It is the policies going on where Obama has to immediately arrest the CIA director, John Brennan, and all of the others who have orchestrated the fake war on terror since 9/11 here in the United States. And then from there into the world, because again, the 13 families are controlling every country in the world and telling them what to do, when, and how, with the United States leading the way. And then that being said, he also said a couple of other things, but before I go into that, Colonel Lawrence Wilkerson, Colin Powell's former Assistant Secretary of State, is right now calling for the arrest, prosecution, trial, and conviction and execution of the Bush-Clinton entire crime family and all their minions for 9/11 and everything since. That is taking a whole lot of courage for a man in that position. Okay, so then the poppy leader in Dar Jamal said, what we have done, all that has gone on since 9/11 and the fake war on terror, it all has to do with the 13 families who are skinwalkers. dark reptilian ETs who have shapeshifted to fake their appearance. They went on and they said, the sooner Senator Mark Udall reads into the congressional record the torture report, the sooner we can have the full story, and Mark will be protected by the Galactic. So that was a message that's going out now through us from them. And in other words, we don't know as Mark will take up the gauntlet and do it. He's only got a few days.
Yes.
Because Monday and Tuesday and then Wednesday's already New Year's Eve, so maybe 3 days. That's going to take a lot for him to do that. But we're just giving him that opportunity again in words out loud. So we're passing that on. So surround him in the circle of support and let's give him whole kinds of love and light for his courage to come forward. And Nada, as Rama asked about the guns and the weapons of war being stopped, Nada said, leave that up to me. As the head of the Solar Tribunal on Saturn and the special lawyer of the World Court, leave that up to me. When are the fake stories about the money systems and the illusions of grandeur and power that the dark reptilians still appear to carry? When will all of this be stripped away? That was Rama's next question. And Nada said, we are hanging on the very edge of this precipice that you ask about, and the markets could fall any moment. And that's the key. You dump the money out of their hands and into ours. And then I'm just going to say the power of more of us raising our vibrations can do it on its own. It can stop that kind of anything connected with war. As we the people raise our vibrations, that is an asking that has to be answered. They must answer that asking. So keep on doing what you're doing and love that what you're doing into more of what you're doing. That's the word. Now, I'm going to play a little 20-minute piece. It's by our sister, Dr. Helena Caldicott. It's the last 20 minutes of her pirate television speech, but she gave it a whole year ago. I just want to impress that she said right in the middle of it that Jesus was a socialist. Get over it. And then she said a few more things to get this straight. And I think it's a good stepping off place for us to do what we know we must do as the aware light workers that we are to make this change happen. So here we go. We're going to change the furniture a little bit. Here we go. Okay, watch out there. Okay.
Just a minute.
And Denmark now sells wind power all over the world. Germany is closing its reactors down by 2022 because Merkel, who's a physicist, got such a fright after after Fukushima that she agreed to close them down. And Germany now leads one of the world's leaders in renewable energy. Why aren't you, for God's sake? I thought Americans had a lot of initiative and creativity. Get going. This is a tomato that was grown in Fukushima. You know what that is. It's mutations. So that's it. There's lots more I can say about Fukushima. It's not over. It's every day 400 tons of highly radioactive water pouring into the Pacific and heading towards you. And because the radiation bioaccumulates in the fish, hundreds of times in the algae, hundreds more times in the crustaceans, hundreds more times in the little fish, the big fish in us, and you can't taste it. It's heading towards you. I live in a fishing village in Australia on the Pacific. Fish swim thousands of miles. There's a very big current that goes straight from the east coast of Japan over to you, and it's heading towards you. It hasn't quite hit yet, I think, and it's really quite radioactive. Your government is not testing the seawater. It's not testing the fish, and it's not testing the ambient air, because if there's another earthquake, Building 3, which is very fragile, could well collapse onto the molten core and release huge amounts of radiation, and there could be a sort of a nuclear fire or volcano, And your ambient air should be being tested continuously by the EPA. It's not. Furthermore, the reactors were built with a mountain range behind them, and water pours down every day under the reactors, which was fine when they were intact. But now, with three molten cores, each of 100 tons, with all those isotopes I showed you, the water's washing over them and becoming extremely radioactive and going into the Pacific. There's no way they can get to those cores because they're so radioactive, men will die. They send robots in there, they get fried. And I predict, and so do many nuclear engineers, that this problem will never be solved. People are still living in highly radioactive areas. Now, 104 children under the age of 18 in the Fukushima prefecture have thyroid cancer. The incidence of thyroid cancer in that population is 1 or 2 per million. Oh, but the industry says it's not caused by Fukushima. Because this cancer started too early. They occurred 4 years after Chernobyl, but these started occurring 2 years after. It just means the kid's got a really high dose. And it's prognosticated that because they got a high dose, more and more cancers are going to appear in that exposed population for this generation and all the rest, because they're eating radioactive food all the time. So they say, oh, you can only have 100 becquerels per kilogram of radiation in your milk or your meat. But if you keep eating it every day, of course, the cesium, the strontium and the like keeps accumulating in various organs. Do you see what I mean? Don't eat any seaweed, any miso, any rice or anything from Japan. Don't let any kids go to Japan. And I'll just finish by saying it's lucky the earthquake occurred in the afternoon on Friday, because there were over 1,000 people at Fukushima Daiichi. And just down the coast is Fukushima Daini with 4 nuclear power plants. They were terribly disturbed, and the whole thing was about to melt down there too. Now, if it had occurred in the middle of the night, there would have been 100 people only at Daiichi and Daini. And in fact, it would have been, as David Suzuki says in Canada, bye-bye Japan. I know Naoto Kan, and in fact, he opened the conference that I had a year ago at the New York Academy of Medicine. And this is the book, Crisis Without End, with all the papers that were presented there, oceanographers, epidemiologists, Tim Musso. It's really a short, easy to read and full of facts. It's the first book of its kind. And Naoto Kan was having to consider evacuating Tokyo. 35 million people. That still could happen. And every day, hundreds of tons are sucked out because they're pouring water all the time to keep the cores cool. And that water is recirculating and putting into 3-story tanks, which are stuck together with plastic and corroding bolts. And there are over 1,000 of them. And if there's another earthquake, those tanks will collapse and all the water will go into the Pacific. But they're running out of room for the tanks, so they're asking the fishermen, please, can we allow credibly radioactive water just to go straight into the Pacific? Sorry, no, it's about 400 tons of radioactive water, and then you've got also these tanks and the other water has to be stored. So it's a hell of a mess. Your media is not covering it. There's a big cover-up. Obama is a nuclear president, Exelon paid $250,000 to get him elected, and you're in trouble. Okay, well, we'll stop now, and I bet you've got lots of questions.
I want to go back to Iraq and what happened. I'm interested personally in seeing any studies that you might be aware of about the human toll that the crimes of the U.S. since 91. I'm interested also in knowing if there is a way to quantify how many Nagasaki or Hiroshima bombs have the U.S. dropped on Iraq since 91, if there is something.
We don't know, because the Pentagon won't tell us, and we try and get data and we can't get any data. And the New York Times, I wrote a piece of the New York Times about 6-8 years ago about depleted uranium, and they wouldn't publish it. They said, we're unable to publish this, meaning who's telling them they can't? And if the Pentagon tells them they can't, then you don't have a free press. We've known in medicine for years what uranium does. We actually used to use it in our patients. There's a very large literature on uranium. And if you look at this book, Nuclear Power is Not the Answer, there is a section on depleted uranium here explaining everything. It's a heavy metal. It's excreted by the kidney, causes kidney cancer, bladder cancer, and many other cancers. So, and it goes to the bone. It's deposited in bone and teeth. So if you want to look it up, it's here. Yeah. Tom.
To Japan 3 times, and you've visited and spoken with people. What's your estimate of women, Japanese women, how much they've led the anti-nuclear movement, how much they have stopped, so no reactors have opened up since Fukushima, yeah, etc. What's your feeling about that?
Well, women, they have a bigger corpus callosum than men, connecting the right and left brains. So their intuitive senses are actually usually more developed than males. And of course, our hormones are there to nurture life. You know, it's why we have periods and the whole thing. When you have a child, you'll do anything. You'll die to protect your child. And the women rose up. And they're very powerful. They're carting radioactive waste all around Japan and incinerating it. So they're sharing the radiation in Osaka and Kyoto and everything. It's really awful, I tell you. And so the women rise up, but, you know, Japan's a very autocratic society. And what I learned was that, you know, they bow all the time and apologize, even though they've done wicked things. But the one thing you mustn't experience is shame for your family or yourself. If you do something bad, you feel terrible shame, and that's the worst thing you can have. Now, I think it's the Irish and the Jews, you know, it's guilt. But in Japan, it's shame, and everyone follows the leader, and they've got a really bad prime minister called Abe, who wants to violate their peaceful constitution, helped to be set up by General MacArthur, and now they're going to build weapons, and America wants them to, and is encouraging them to. And America is encouraging them to open their nuclear power plants. And Japan exports nuclear reactors and parts of reactors all over the world. And that's what Abe's been doing recently, traveling around the world selling parts for nuclear reactors. And I want to tear my hair out, because what I haven't mentioned is radioactive waste, which is Hanford, which is the reactors. You've got 77,000 tons of radioactive waste from your reactors stored on the roof of the reactors, protected by a Kmart type roof. Okay? And at Hanford, I mean, it's just a dreadful mess which will never be cleaned up. The Columbia River has been the most radioactive river in the world. And once a man worked at Hanford, went down to the mouth of the Columbia, ate some oysters that were caught there, went back, walked through the radiation detector, and it went crazy. Don't swim in the Columbia. Don't eat fish from the Columbia. And Hanford is going to go on forever for the rest of time, killing you to make the bombs to kill you better. That's really what it's all about. Radioactive waste lasts for 1 million years, according to the EPA, must be sought isolated from the ecosphere for 1 million years. And they've got a thing called the Waste Confidence Bill. They are confident that one day they'll find the answer to storage of radioactive waste. It's like having a cancer confidence pill. One day we'll find the cure to cancer. Or a death confidence pill. One day we'll find the answer to death. I mean, it's talk about unscientific wickedness. And so you've got huge amounts of liquid radioactive Hanford and Savannah River from making the bombs. And over time, this stuff is going to leak out of any container, be it iron, titanium, whatever, within 100 years, get into the water supply, filter in, bioconcentrate in your food for the rest of time, and people will wake in the morning having deformed babies because they've been exposed in utero as they're developing in the first trimester, babies getting leukemia and cancer at the age of 6 instead of 60, babies being born with genetic disease, breast milk radioactive. So epidemics of cancer, genetic disease, and deformities. That's what this means. It means that that we are inducing random compulsory genetic engineering for the rest of time with this damn nuclear thing. And we've got to cut these guys off at the ankles because it's insane. I mean, you know, if there's one case of rabies in Seattle, what would, I mean, it would be headlines, wouldn't it? But cancer, oh well. And who's helped get help to help? Who's helped a cancer patient to die? Hands up. You know how hideous it is. I've spent my life trying to save lives. And I just can't comprehend what's going on at the moment. It's beyond my comprehension. It's up to us to stop it. Yeah.
We live in a society, a capitalist society, that is based on unsustainable growth. And this is, to me, is what is what is behind, underneath all of this.
Of course.
And my question is, do you feel that we need a revolution
yes,
to overturn capitalism
you need
and bring
a revolution.
On,
so-
and bring on
country,
socialism?
If any country needed a revolution, you need one. And lots of you are probably Christians, and don't forget, Jesus was a socialist. Right. Leave thy earthly goods and follow me. It's more difficult for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven than a camel to pass through the eye of a needle. See not the mote in the other person's eye. Look instead at the mote in your own eye. Socialism's bloody good. We've got it in Australia. We've got free healthcare. If you get sick, you go to a public hospital, not charged a thing, and you have the best medical care in the world. That's a civilized society where your tax dollars go for you and for education, not 50% of your discretionary budget going to build bombs and the Pentagon for Lockheed Martin, for Boeing, for Northrop Grumman, for Raytheon. This is wicked. Your tax dollars go for killing. Our tax dollars go for life. And you've got to change that. The nuclear industry is totally socialized. You, in fact, are a communist country because the whole weapons industry is socialized and the Pentagon, and so is the nuclear industry. You're a communist country. Let's be frank, Frank. So it's communism. It's communism for the corporations and capitalism for all of you people. Go and hear Naomi Klein.
So you mentioned how much radiation had already been over Seattle. So what does that say about the food that's grown here?
Is the radiation and the food being measured? I can't guess. Well, Miriam's measuring. Are you measuring the food here, Miriam?
Just
very quickly.
Measuring food is a little bit difficult. My organization is called RADCAST. It's RADCAST.org. We're taking samples of food that people want to give us. We can only test for gamma. Helen talked a lot about the different types of radiation. If you get in touch with us, we can potentially help measure food that you're interested
in. Yeah, but a government should be doing it. You shouldn't have to do it, and it's your government. It's your government. And you've got to go and make friends with your legislators and say, now, look, if you don't do what I say, you're not getting elected next year, and you will walk around to every house and door knock on the house and teach your public what's going on. That's called democracy. Not sitting at computers doing Twittering, which I do, and Facebooking. It's getting out, using your bodies like the wonderful people in Wisconsin did when they took over the state house. It's time. And I just want to say one more thing. Revolution, we had a revolution in the 80s. We had a peaceful revolution. When I first came here and I started PSR in 1978, most people I talked to said, it's better to be dead than red. And I thought, what? Oh, we don't want to be communists. And I thought, this is psychotic. So we got together, I don't know how many, 23,000 physicians, and we started dropping the bomb on Seattle and on Boston and describing the medical effects. And the journal said, well, what are doctors talking about this? This is political. We said, no, it's medical. And so we blanketed the country with media and education. And I was often on the media because I had a Hollywood agent who worked for me for free. And in 5 years, 80% of Americans were opposed to nuclear weapons. That was a peaceful, sagacious revolution, a Gandhian revolution in thinking. And that's what we've got to do again. And as President Jefferson said, an informed democracy will behave in a responsible fashion. This democracy is not informed. If you get up and start going and educating your legislators, you'll get in the media. Then they'll say, why are you aggravating this one and talking and taking doctors and stuff? And then you have access to the media. Peaceful, educational. So it's education that we need.
Okay, everybody, it's time to go. I saw that you had yourself on there, Big Will, but it was too late, and we just had it timed down to the wire. So maybe when we come back or come on our conference line here at 860-970-0300, and the PIN code is 23-23-23-pound, and we'll see you there for an hour and at the top of the next hour at BBS Radio, best radio in the universe. Satnam, everybody.